As Bnei Israel are standing by the Yam Suf, they see that Paro is coming, and they begin to cry out, "Uparo hikriva yisu Bnei Israel teneim v'nei Mitzrayim noseh achareim vayiru meod vayitzaku Bnei Israel el Hashem." Rashi makes a number of comments. Focus on the last one. Vayitzaku tafsu umanot avotam. V'Avraham omer al makom asher amad sham. V'Yitzchak tafsu ach basadeh. V'Yaakov vayifga b'makom. Rashi says, "Vayitzaku Bnei Israel," means that they grabbed onto the tendency of their forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which was to pray in this situation. And so Rashi quotes the different psukim that Chazal bring that the Avot prayed. So it seems like an unequivocally positive assessment of what Bnei Israel did. There are only two problems with that. Number one, right afterwards, the very next pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe Mibliyin Korim v'Mitzrayim Lekachtanu Lamut Bamidbar." What? There are not enough graves in Mitzrayim that you have to take us out of there and to the Midbar? It's Yiddishism almost. It's a totally typical Jewish response. It sounds like Bnei Israel are panicking, and they're not praying, they're complaining to Moshe. And the second problem is that later on, Matitzakalai, Hashem actually tells Moshe, why are they praying? Tell them to stop praying. So how do we understand this Rashi in light of the other psukim, the subsequent psukim? So there are two approaches that I saw. One approach says that, no, it was a positive thing that they were praying, and they were praying in a positive way. The Ramban says there simply were separate groups in Bnei Israel. There were katim, there were kitot. There were some Jews who were praying, there were some Jews who were complaining, there were some Jews who actually had given up, and they couldn't even speak at all. They were just ready to die by throwing themselves into the water. So these Jews, they're signified by Bnei Israel, it says Vayitzaku Bnei Israel, they were the ones who were actually praying properly. Another explanation that I saw, interesting one, the Baal HaTurim, in his commentary, so he actually says over here that no, Rashi is not being positive at all. He says they were tofes umanut avotam, they grabbed the tendency, they weren't really praying. They were just instinctively doing what their forefathers had done, but it wasn't with any real fervor or any real meaning. They just felt panicked, so they turned to God like somebody in a foxhole that just starts to pray to God. It wasn't something that they really was coming from a deep sense of emunah. It was just what they had been taught, that this is what you do when there's something wrong. So this is something we should think about when we pray. It shouldn't be just tefillat anashim milumada, that we pray because, that's what we do. But rather that we have a real sense of emunah, that Hashem is really the one who can save us. Yom Tov.